I saw a movie about this years ago. It was like two women had a company. Oh, yeah, it had that cool red-headed chicken that was in that one where the aliens come down. Doesn't matter. So
wow.
People are called to clean up after grisly crime scenes and, you know, like the mosque shootings. Somebody had to go and clean up after that.
Mm.
Our bathroom smells like a dental clinic. And so, obviously, there's been some good cleaning going on over the weekend.
Good cleaning going on here in our building, yeah, man.
But this guy, Carl Loader, he is the king of clean. And Carl is on the phone. Hey, Carl.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Grant and Polly. How are you?
Hey, good. We're good, bro.
Thank you. Hey, Carl, so you, I guess, are super busy at the moment. While some businesses are struggling, your business would be doing pretty okay, I should imagine.
We're sort of working at the main same levels we were before the before the COVID-19. We're getting a lot of inquiry and jobs are coming through for sanitisation.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's just scary. It's sort of like we're in a bad movie, really, isn't it?
It is,
a good movie.
It is. Well, good movie that's a bad movie. You're right, and sometimes you're just, you know, doing normal stuff, and then you suddenly go, oh, my God, I forgot what was going on. But for you guys, what does it entail to make a workplace safe?
Okay, so there's a few things with the COVID-19. First of all, there's lots of things we don't know about, really, COVID-19, and we're all getting a little bit of information, and a little bit of information is sometimes a bad thing, you know. Mm. So a lot of what we're doing is precautionary.
Yeah.
So with the sanitisation, you know, we go into a shop or an office or a building, and we use a machine called a fogging machine.
Ooh.
That's a fogging machine, Grant, not a flogging machine.
It'd be more interesting.
Oh, I love those fogging machines.
Yeah. Fogging or flogging?
Flogging.
So a fogging machine makes a really small mist with the sanitisation product we use, and it sprays over everything in the building, and then we one-directionally wipe all high-touch areas.
Okay.
So we're just trying to make sure that everything is clean as we possibly can, take some care, because no one wants to get sick.
Yeah, no. So you guys are wrapped up in real full-on personal protection equipment.
We look really sexy.
Do you?
I bet you do. You know, that is the new sexy. Having PPE gear is the new sexy, by the way, Carl.
You know, I was in Singapore sort of 4 weeks ago, and I've only just finished isolation, so I've been at home. And I was in Singapore and seeing people walk around there. You know, I've seen people walking around in the airport with PPE, full PPE on back then, so...
Wow. That would have been weird. It would have been weird.
Actually, the funny thing about Singapore, you know, you cough or something now and people look at you. I was sitting in the lounge and I had a coffee and a cookie and a bit of the cookie got stuck in my throat and I started coughing.
Oh, no.
You know, and everyone's looking at you like they want to stab you.
Oh,
I
no!
I feel like that in the supermarket queue. I'm like, you know, you go...
Okay. When you sneeze now, people don't say bless you, they say F you know?
You're a natural, Carl. You should be doing stand up at the supermarket.
Hey, so you on not call really. For the so, government at hey, the moment?
So we're doing some work for the police and for the government. We do, you know, all the trains for Kiwi Rail. We clean all the cabs and sanitise the cabs in Wellington when the drivers get in and out of them.
Oh.
We do police cars in Christchurch. We're sanitising those when they've had, you know, someone in the car that has possibly got coronavirus.
Yeah.
In fact, there was one on the weekend where the guy did have coronavirus and then went inside to a meeting room where he was being interviewed and he didn't tell them that he'd been tested positive for coronavirus.
What a moron.
So, you know, people are being stupid still, but we want to get this done. So, you know, like I really encourage people to do the 4 weeks and let's see where we're at. And you know, if everyone does our bit, we're going to be open again, aren't we?
Yeah,
absolutely,
are.
Carl.
Carl Loader, crime scene cleaners, thank you very much.
Awesome, brother.
I want to know where I can get one of those flogging machines, so I'll talk to you later.
The flogging machine?
Yeah, no, it's right there. Right there, Carl.
See you, Carl.
Bye.
You're well.
Hey, seriously, I wouldn't mind one of those fogging machines. I've gone a bit, you know.
You have gone, man.
Well,
nobody goes full.
I've gone
You've
full.
Gone full.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.